are the poor, the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please bring me a bit of bread. Please bring me a small cupful of water. Go and make a cake for me. Elijah the prophet speaks to the Zarephath widow and tells her to do these things. Now, some of the women in this place today might have heard something like that. Husband comes home, says, "Bring me a beer. Hey, how about some chips? How about making me a sandwich, darling? And aren't you ready to kill him?" So this poor widow, she sees a foreigner. She doesn't know who he is. "Bring me a cup of water." She answers, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked. There is only a handful of flour in my jar and a little oil in my jug." So what does Elijah say? "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you propose. But first, make me a little cake and bring it to me." Let him eat cake. Let him eat cake. We're going to have a little French flavor at the end of Mass. So Joan of Arc, the toast of France, will be coming to visit. A little lightheartedness at the beginning of the homily. But the truth is, the prophet knew that the Lord would provide. Even though he was running because his condition in Israel was poor. The king and queen were out to get him. And why? Because he was faithful. He was the last of the prophets. He was the very last one. He stood up to the prophets of Baal. And in the end, he slew the prophets of Baal. Baal, who demanded human sacrifice in the midst of Israel. Elijah was the last prophet. The story didn't end there, though. He passed his mantle on to Elisha and brought back the faithfulness of the people of Israel. We often think that we have troubles, that we can't make it, that we are somehow besieged by other people. But the reality is, The Lord God of hosts is with us. Praise his holy name. The Lord gives us just enough of what we need when we need it. The poor widow that Jesus observes putting in the two little pennies into the treasury is called great because from her poverty, she even contributed then, knowing that the Lord would provide for her. A widow in that time had to fend for herself unless she had a son who would care for his mother. Women didn't have a whole lot in those days. They did not inherit wealth. They were kind of just left if their husband died. And that's a sad thing, but so often in Jesus' ministry, he has women doing his work first before the men finally get it. The men are sitting around having beer. The women are doing the work. I listened to that gospel reading last week or the week before about Martha. Martha is running around doing all the waiting on tables, and then Jesus himself says to her, look, Mary's just sitting here. She's choosing the better part because she's listening. And Martha's thinking, I wish I had somebody to help me do all this stuff. You all are just sitting around. And haven't we heard that before? The writer of the book of Hebrews tells us something about Jesus. We have a great high priest who, entering the temple, offers himself. He's not like the former priests who offered the blood of others, that is, of bulls and rams, of goats. He offered his own blood on the cross for the salvation of the world. And the writer says something interesting at the end of that reading. Jesus will appear a second time, not to take away sin. He's already done that. He has taken away the sin of the whole world. All sin, past, present, and to come. His second coming will be to bring salvation to those who eagerly await him. We are the ones who eagerly await him. That is why we are here, to participate in his sacrifice, but to go beyond that sacrifice and offer ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be reasonable, holy, living sacrifices unto the Lord. Jesus will come at the end of time to bring salvation to all of us who eagerly await him. Sometimes we think we fail. Sometimes we think we're not good enough. Sometimes we're held back by the past. But Jesus doesn't hold us back. He says, come to me, all who labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. Jesus says, come, take up your cross daily and follow me. Follow me, because I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus did it all for us, and he wants to walk with us, journeying our life with us, taking our hand, leading us on the way, giving us that second chance, that third chance, that 100th chance to grow, to be more, to live in him. The poor widow giving away what she had was a sign and is a sign to us that we are to have generous hearts, that when we see those in need, when we sense a need, we should respond accordingly, not by saying, oh, well, we don't have anything left. The widow of Zarephath said she didn't have anything left. She was so poignant about that that she said, well, I'm just planning to get these little sticks to make a fire, and then after I've baked a little bit of bread for me and my son, we're just planning to die. We're not planning to die. We're planning to live forever. That's why we're here. That's why we come to this Eucharistic banquet. That's why we come to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We come to participate in the divine life. And by participating in the divine life now, we hope and pray to participate in the divine life forever, forever, in eternity, in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven. So today, we should rejoice at everything the Lord gives us, even if we have tough times. The widow of Zarephath, she lived for a whole year on a little bit of bread that Elijah the prophet had prayed for, that we are given, that we are given each day so many graces, so much love, so much mercy in the life of God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.